The study is published in the journal Nature. Authors say it's the first global report on rivers to simultaneously look at the effects of things such as industrial pollution, dam building, farm runoff, wetlands loss, and invasive species. UW-Madison zoology professor Peter McIntyre is one of the main authors. He says the study shows that in general, rivers are so dirty as to threaten nearby wildlife and humans who count on the rivers.
When you look across the 23 different types of threats that we accounted for, there's almost nowhere on Earth that isn't exposed to at least moderate levels of one or more of those threats. And in contrast, there are a lot of places on Earth where many of the threats are at high levels.
McIntyre says while many rivers in the developing world have highly publicized contamination, there are also plenty of problems in rivers in Europe and the U.S. But he says in the developed world, infrastructure like water purification and sewage treatment plants mask some of the threats.
You take that high fundamental threat level in the U.S. and overlay all of the money that we throw at sort of patching things up, and at the end of the day, we can still turn on our faucets and we get clean, abundant water at very modest cost.
McIntyre says there's a long way to go for the U.S. to tackle some of the pollution sources. He says overseas, the threats may not be as big, but there's less money to invest in purification devices, and public health is very much threatened. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.